Very good evening to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM. You are tuned into the business economic segment. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and I will be standing in for David Shambe. Yes, get ready for an economic and business ride with me right here, round about this time for the next couple of days. Now, of course, I think I want us to look at, when we're talking about business economic segment, what exactly are we talking about? Hey, of course, a business and economic segment, refers to very general environment that involves economic conditions within organizations and also how organizations operate. We're talking about, numbers. We're talking about business, of course, and all the aspects that go, into that. And I think I would want us to be focusing on the basics of understanding, anything that is a business related so that we can get up, we can thrive, you know, in ways where we're really, it is understandable for us. I prefer basic terminology because myself, I am not necessarily a business person, in depth or economic business. Yeah, it's quite easier to understand, or an economist person per se would understand things in depthly like the way economists do. So that's why we need to bring in the people that can break it down for us. As much as I can also sit here and feed you on a few things, they would better get into the depth of it. So today we're talking about how Namibia has repaid off its second Eurobond. As the Minister of Finance, Erika Shefuda, has announced just yesterday, I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, pardon me for that, how she has announced that 750, our Eurobond of 750 million has been paid off. Now, I would want us to look at the challenges, in boosting one's national budget with international funds and also understanding what it actually means for this, in this aspect. So with that being said, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. When we return, we'll be talking to economist Peter Franz to get him to break it down for us what this all entails. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, we are now joined in studio telephonically by Peter Franz, who is an economist, as I alluded to us earlier. Franz, a very good evening. Thank you for tuning in and joining us right here on the business economic segment.
Good evening. Happy evening.
It's a pleasure to have you always, Franz. Now, Franz, since this is the business economic segment, and I just want us to get into layman terminology to get me and any other person out there who's not really an economist to really understand in terms of this Eurobond, which Namibia has paid off, which is of worth of 750 million Namibian dollars. So just what does this bond mean in general terminology for somebody out there at the village and myself, we're in the studio, to understand what exactly that entails?
Yes, so this Eurobond is basically a loan that is borrowed externally, mostly from international or external sources. So just because it says Euro, it doesn't mean it's from Europe. So it's like,
yeah.
It's a loan that was borrowed in a foreign currency. Let's say Namibia borrowing from South Africa, that won't be like in rand. The loan is being dominated in rand. So that's basically the Eurobond. It's not like a loan from abroad. So when people borrow these kind of loans, it's mostly used for capitals, for like daily administration, especially when the government falls short. As you know, the deficits are always covered with debt.
Franz, I didn't get you the very last part.
So basically what happened is when we have a deficit budget, this deficit is always covered in loans. We have to borrow for us to finance the deficit. So that's basically why we borrow this kind of money.
There's some questions that when I was engaging my colleague David Shambe, who generally hosts the business economic segment, some of the questions he was posing was to say, when you have now paid off a loan that you had borrowed, in terms of investment, you also now want to look at your investments to see how is that tangible? With are there results that came out of that? But Franz, before you continue, I have a scheduled commercial break that is coming up. Just stay on the line for me.
Okay.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3-month subscription, 10% discount for 6-month subscription, and 25% discount for 12-month subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba. World congregate. Download it and subscribe today.
Okay, Franz. Yes, just to get into answering that question that I was posing to you. It's well enough that we are celebrating and it's worth celebrating. And I think I will also ask to say, what does this mean that we have paid off the 750 million? And, but before we get into that, I want you to, tell us in terms of celebrating how we have paid off the 750 euro bond, are we also then, how do we measure the success that or the impact that has made when we borrowed this? So as to say, okay, we borrowed this money, and are there perhaps tangible investments that we are looking at to say, okay, this money was used for this, it helped also generate this, maybe the Ministry of Agriculture is thriving, or the Ministry of Health is thriving, or this and that is thriving. So how then do we make such tangible results, or by measuring such?
Yes, so, you know, before the government borrows, they set objectives, mm-hmm. So they borrow with specific reasons. So we have to look now, that the Eurobond was borrowed, I think, back then, 2015. So to make now, to contribute to Vision 2030 and also the Harambe Prosperity Plan. So now we have to see how these policies have contributed to the overall industry. Like not just health, not just agriculture, but like the overall economic activities of Namibia, how did they improve? And also, secondly, I think when we borrow money from a specific country, it encourages investors from those countries to invest in Namibia, because it establishes that relationship, business relationship between the two countries. And now the usage of our Eurobond, I think it gives us advantage of the fact that we are able, and where we can also borrow in terms where we need more funds, you know, like institution.
Yeah. Is it commendable that we pay off perhaps a bond and then take another one?
If it's necessary, yes. But usually borrowing is not bad. You're not borrowing for admin services. You're not borrowing to pay people salaries. Because this money doesn't have no return. If you borrow to pay people salaries, there are no return.
Exactly.
You haven't employed anyone. Yeah. So I think the most important thing is to borrow when we need capital, like let's say capital funds, to come up with a certain project that employs a lot of people, like a good number of people that also contribute to the living standards of like everyone in the country. So borrowing should be felt by everyone, like the impact should be felt by everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you speak about, of course, borrowing is necessary when it's going to really tangible things that would yield interest in the long run. Yeah. But in terms of domestic funding and race and borrowing also from international loans, and that comes also with a lot of interest rate, are we safer perhaps looking inside domestically, sourcing funds from within, opposed to borrowing outside, so that we can avoid all the interest that comes along with that, and everything else that, of course, you now have to stick to. I have to pay back our loan, and I think the Minister of Finance also said that they paid off the day that it was due, something like that. And what about in terms where you are having a very critical situation in the country which may not actually allow you to pay off that bond at that particular time or within the stipulated time that then you were supposed to pay it? What then happens? Is that more interest rate again added to it?
Yes. So in terms where you fail to pay the loan within the agreed period of time, I think there are charges that they add. So, and then they also list you as a risky client. So in that case, it makes it difficult for you to borrow further, like in future. So coming back to domestic borrowing or foreign borrowing, I think if you look at the markets right now, the currencies are going up. Let's say we have in Egypt. Not Egypt, sorry. Somewhere, some country that use, let's say, euros. Euro is now $25. It's like 1 euro is equivalent to 35 Namibian dollars. So, in terms of currency fluctuations, once you borrow abroad, like international, it will also be a problem.
So for you as an economist, Peter Franz, how tangible how exactly do you see should be the way we should go forward now? And I speak also, as I asked earlier, about domestic borrowing, maybe looking within our economy to see perhaps maybe let's look within, because obviously we are borrowing now within our own currency, or now when we are borrowing from our own people, then we also avoid the high interest rate and also borrowing in another currency.
So, if you look at the financial industry overall, there are municipal bonds, we have, let's say, hedge funds. These are things that they don't have in Namibia. They don't exist. So, if we can perhaps introduce all these things that the financial intermediaries can take advantage of, I think these things will avoid us borrowing abroad. Because if we are dealing like trading within the country financially, I think the government can also borrow within the country.
Yeah. Expand
so
more.
So when we borrow domestically, we have advantage of the currency fluctuation. Even if it changes, it's not going to affect the fact that the government has to pay for. And also the government bonds, we can auction out the government bonds to raise funds and this kind of thing. So there are a lot of ways that the government can borrow within the country just to avoid the currency fluctuations and the interest rates. We can also convert some government, let's say government firms into private entities. This can also raise funds for the government.
Okay, but how might the government's borrowing strategy impact the country's credit rating and also its ability to access international capital markets in the future?
Anything that the government does in the financial market affects the credit rate of the country.
That's why
you even see Nampisa is fighting so hard for the grey listed, because we are now grey listed when it comes to financial risk. So I think that's the most important thing. That should be the objectives, part of the objectives to guide us in the right way when it comes to financial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Let's now discuss the potential impact of Namibia's debt management by also paying off its Eurobond now. Namibia's debt management strategy on investor confidence and economic growth. Of course, you speak now about grey listing and obviously us now coming in to say we have paid off our Eurobond worth 750 million Namibian dollars. Then that comes in also and sort of paints a very good picture for us.
Yes. So when it comes to debt management of a country, it's not a micro thing. It's like a macro. It's something that affects everyone in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, remember the last time we had a surplus budget was, I think, 2012, when Nisara was the Minister of Finance. This was the last time we had a surplus budget. So all these years we have been borrowing because we have to fill the gap between the surplus and the deficit that we have been fighting ourselves into. If we end up not paying, then we will end up being blacklisted, which will also be difficult. It will be a difficult situation financially for the whole country. There are also some news circulating that the government doesn't have money to employ new people. So this kind of thing, yeah. So these are the kind of things that this borrowing can avoid.
Now, before we use any country as a case study, in terms of perhaps looking within its own domestic market instead of international, let me perhaps ask you, France, as an economist, perhaps to say what are your thoughts? What's coming to your mind as we're talking about? Of course, we've paid off our bond, and of course we still have others. And in terms of maybe. How do we move past this now? How do we move forward in terms of other aspects? What is it that perhaps we should focus on? Can we maybe focus on paying off other bonds, or perhaps what is it that's coming to your mind?
Yes. So basically, us paying off the euro bonds, it shows capabilities. So we are capable of paying our debt. That was a huge loan, 750, I think, US dollar. If I'm not wrong.
No, 750 Namibian dollars. It's already converted now.
Okay. So that's a lot of money. So we are capable. We can pay our debts, our other debts off, and then we can also just contribute to our GDP. How much of our GDP is in negative? I think 70% of it is negative. So I think once we pay off all other debts, we'll be able again to feel at least the impact of the GDP of the country. So, I think we have to look forward to pay off most of the debts that we find ourselves into, so we can be self-sustained.
But how do we find balance? How do we play balance in that aspect? Paying off our loans, but at the same time also keeping money circulating within our economy and ensuring that we don't rush into paying off our bonds and just perhaps give a very good picture out there, and then still in the long term run perhaps end up borrowing again, or perhaps the economy at home suffering because we don't have money back at home enough to be able to cater for those projects that are also very necessary.
Yes, so we are very rich in mineral resources. You can see we're also having oil now. So I think when we are trading, most of the things that we have advantage of, especially in Africa, the whole world, we can trade in Namibian dollars. You see, the oil is being traded in US dollar. In that case, if we trade our own oil in the Namibian dollars, I think we increase the demand of our currency. Once we increase demand of our currency, those people will be forced to buy more of the Namibian currency because they will need oil from Namibia. They will need mineral resources from Namibia. So if we can sell our products in our own currency, I think it will help us resolve the situation of debt and all those funny things.
Quite interesting. Peter Franz, let's pause here now and take a trip to the marketplace. I'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Lipuraneje ni wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida Ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukurile Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo Ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emitoda njuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doinawa nuneudo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heavy nola natu heavy bali no heavy ile konderewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, and of course today we are talking about Namibia having paid off its 750 million Namibian dollar euro bond. And of course, let's now hear from the minister.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnement-Plan. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Stop everything. These bargains at YouSave are too good to pass by. 4 kilos real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 194.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms pasta polana, 109.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilogram top score instant maize porridge, also just 109.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Rama 70% fat spread, just 27.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram U-brand frozen mixed vegetables, just 36.99 Namibian dollars. YouSave, I save. Yes, we all save. You save.
Welcome back. This is the business economic segment. Of course, we're talking about Namibia having paid off its 750 million Namibian dollar euro bond. Let's now take a listen to the Minister of Finance, Erica Shafuda, as she announced this, and then we'll be back to the discussion.
So please bear with me. It is with this reason that with pride and purpose, I stand before you to announce the successful redemption of Namibia's second Eurobond. This redemption, valued at $750 million, represents the largest single debt maturity in our nation's history. It is a testament to our unwavering commitment to fiscal discipline, strategic foresight, and prudent debt management. As you might recall, Namibia issued its first Eurobond in 2011, and that was for $500 million, approximately 7.5 billion Namibian dollars, and that was secured at an interest rate of 5.5%. Sometimes people ask, yes, we went and we got all this money. Where did you spend it on? We are very transparent. And for that, I want to indicate that the funds from the first Eurobond, among other sectors, it was indeed allocated to support strategic initiatives, including the housing sector, but you can still ask and we'll give you more information. That bond was successfully redeemed in November 2021. In 2015, Namibia then entered again the international market or capital markets, and then we issued, or the issuance was then $750 million, like I have already indicated, at a coupon of 5.25%, slightly lower than the one of 2015. And this is the one that we are going to redeem today. Some people say, why are you saying redeem? What is that redeem, redeem, redeem? Okay, we are going to explain later. We are going to pay back that what we owed since 2015. Engaging with the international capital markets serves as a testament to Namibia's readiness to navigate its own future, reinforcing our confidence as a nation dedicated to sustainable progress. This initiative also underscores the trust that is placed by investors and all of us in our governance, our institutions, and our collective vision for fostering inclusive development. It is very, very significant that we talk about the Eurobond. The Eurobond enabled us to bridge critical financing gaps, support our national budget, like the governor already indicated the purpose of the Eurobond. It was also to support our national budget, enhance our reserve levels, and stimulate economic growth during the period of global financial uncertainties. This strategic move was not aligned or was not taken lightly. It was a deliberate decision by the government to secure a long-term financing, like I have said, to address developmental needs of our country. The proceeds from the Eurobond were channeled into transformative projects that have left a lasting impact in our economy and our people. This one, I think you will all agree with me, and I do not need to enumerate the projects that were financed through the process of this Eurobond. But I have to announce, because that's why you are here. You want me to tell you, where did we spend the money? We spent this money, the nation can hear. We spent this money in expanding road networks. Who has not seen the roads of Namibia? Give me a round of applause in behalf of the government. The energy infrastructure, we equally invested in education and healthcare, and it has really helped us to lay the foundation for a more connected, productive, and equitable Namibia. Moreover, the Eurobond played a pivotal role in stabilizing our macroeconomic environment. It provided the fiscal space needed to respond to external shocks, including commodity price volatility and regional droughts. In terms of its strategy and domestic market development, the government implemented the Sovereign Debt Management Strategy of 2005, alongside with the Namibian Financial Sector Strategy that covered the period 2011 to 2021. These two strategic frameworks recommended that approximately 80% of the government's funding requirements be raised from the domestic capital market, with a target then of 20% to be coming from the international markets. Namibia has taken a strategic approach to developing financing by emphasizing the importance of sourcing funds from domestic markets. This initiative serves as a foundation for building a more resilient, competitive, and dynamic financial system. By adhering to best practices, we aim not only to support economic growth, but also to enhance the capabilities of our domestic financial institutions. It is our hope that these institutions will evolve into innovative, technology-driven institutions well-positioned to navigate the complexities of globalization. I am addressing you because I have not become a politician, so bear with me because I will take long. The redemption of our Eurobond was not only anticipated, it was really well planned to follow the above principles. Through prudent fiscal management, we established a sinking fund that was housed by our responsible Central Bank of Namibia. And this sinking fund accumulated then the necessary resources to meet our obligations without compromising service delivery or macroeconomic stability. Through this mechanism, we mobilized $444 million, demonstrating our resolve to meet our financial obligations. Then we will say what happened to the gap, because I mentioned already 750. Now I'm telling you that at the sinking fund, or within the sinking fund, we had $444 million. Now you are asking me, what about the $306 million? I'm going to tell you now how we mobilized the $306 million. So the remaining gap of the amount that I have mentioned, being $306 million, we had a plan. And remember, we said with our domestic, with our sovereign debt management strategy, and here the other strategy that's talking to financial markets, we then issued a request for proposal to local commercial banks, to all commercial banks. I'm pleased to announce that the response was robust and competitive. Let me share with you the results of that competitive process. The following institutions were awarded, right, as follows. Standard Bank, $3 billion. FNB, $1.5 billion. Bank Windhoek, in partnership with ABSA, $1.5 billion. I also needed to give you homework, because I quoted a gap in New York.
And we are back. Like I said, this is the business economic segment, and I'm joined telephonically in studio by Peter Frantz. Now, Peter Frantz, of course, the finance minister, Erica Shafuda, emphasized the importance of smart spending and the fiscal prudence in managing public finances, also highlighting the need to reduce national debt. Now, why is this very, very crucial? Of course, I think even a layperson at home will understand the agenda to say we should really be smart in our spending. I mean, it's common for any person who has to deal with finances, even personal finances. Why is this very important to be very smart in terms of spending public funds, and how do you take a balance between whether to spend on this particular project and let the other one rest behind? How perhaps do we prioritize which one is more important, which one is more relevant, which one is more able to yield results in the long term?
So we firstly have to see, we have to conduct a feasibility study. Once we conduct a feasibility study, and then we will know which project is visible and which one is viable and attainable, also which one will also save resources but benefit a lot of people. So we have to put these things in consideration, especially when it comes to public funds, because this fund should benefit everyone and shouldn't be a zero-sum game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then that's why most of the projects are carried out without feasibility studies. And that's why people have now opportunities of using this public fund for their own gains. Because we don't do consultations. We mostly adopt things that other countries are doing, not knowing that these people, they have also started somewhere on the ground. And for us, when we head of a particular project that was, let's say, done in Uganda, we jump quickly at step three. But for them, they have a foundation, they started on the ground. That's why public funds are used for personal gain in the country.
Yeah.
So in this case, when we are borrowing or when we are starting a project, we have to consider everyone in the country. We also have to consider a lot of factors such as technology. We also know technology is wiping a lot of people out of the labor market because some things are now being done by computers. Let's say Gondwana and other companies, they have adapt like a computerized or let's say robot admin. So these kind of things are taking people out of the labor market. We have to consider all these things.
Yeah. Now, in terms of physical discipline, whereby the minister stressed the importance of physical discipline in public finance management, is this something that is the job of the Ministry of Finance alone, or perhaps all ministries and public institutions really have to incorporate fiscal discipline or financial discipline?
This is all ministries. Minister of Finance, obviously, they have the duty of distributing money to other ministries, but then it comes down to accountability. So after the ministry distributed funds to the other ministries, who is then responsible for the budget of that particular ministry? How are they going to do their projects and other things that they want to achieve in this particular financial year? So this comes to every ministry is responsible for managing their funds, because let's say Ministry of Health wants to build a hospital.
Yeah.
So Ministry of Finance gives a budget or allocates money to Ministry of Health, and then they use this kind of money to build a hospital. So in that case, they are responsible for the funds allocated to them.
I'm tempted to say, apart from to take us from away from the Eurobond, the 750 Eurobond, and bring it to layman terminologies. Perhaps looking also at some of the discipline that the ministry had to put in place in order to pay off its debt. Let's talk of a personal, from a personal perspective. For those who probably have debt, and of course they would want to be debt free, but then again, also of course they have expenses that they have to cater for. How does one now perhaps navigate, in that aspect, Franz, as for you as an economist to say, for those people who of course perhaps maybe would want a year from now, 2 years from now, they've paid off their major bonds, perhaps, you know, just how, what kind of discipline that we can maybe employ from the way the Ministry of Finance has paid off its first, you know, large bond, single bond like that?
Yes. So, you know, in this country, I don't think we have financial discipline overall.
Okay.
Yeah. I've worked in a finance institution before. I've seen how people spend, and most of the people, once they see that they have ability to borrow, they have the capacity to borrow, they have the net and everything, they attend to borrow any time they want. The people borrow, like, let's say you are borrowing 20,000 just to go buy, let's say, clothes worth 1,000. So these things happen. And then after now, you are done with the money, you have to face the reality of paying back the loan that you've borrowed. Now, you do not get any particular asset with the money borrowed, you just use it for leisure or, I don't know. So this now,
yeah.
Sorry,
continue.
So it's a thing of now, what are you borrowing for? You need the money for something, or you are just borrowing because you want to go make your friends call you quota because you can buy alcohol.
Yeah. And earlier you spoke and you say that the government cannot borrow, at least it should not borrow to pay administrative work, but rather borrow to bring about something tangible. Of course, it's one thing to know the procedures of borrowing money. I think it's another procedure also to understand if you're going to borrow, you need to at least borrow for something to come in and be and generate your money for you to be able to pay back that which you had borrowed. But yeah, get more into that for us.
So, is it on the personal perspective or the government?
On the personal perspective.
Okay. So, let's say your friend or your colleague drives a Mercedes-Benz, right?
Yeah.
That is 1,000. But you also know that your salary, once you take that money, you'll be paying a lot of money into installments if you're buying with a bank, right? So this is something, it's obviously you can have it because they are like credit financing. But then if you have it, you will not be worse off, like you will not be well off. You're just putting yourself in debt. It's the same as the government. Just because the minister in the US gets like 70,000 salary doesn't mean in Namibia the minister has to get 70,000.
Mm.
Because you cannot compare the two economies. They're not as par.
Exactly.
So their salary should also rely on the work they do and also the what the government can afford.
I agree with you. Finally, perhaps get into the advantages and disadvantages of this? On a government perspective now.
So, when you repay back your loan, right, you stand a chance you are being listed as a good client, right?
Yeah.
Which is the same thing as the government. When they pay off their Eurobond, so people see that now, this country has the ability to repay back their loans. And also when we speak of investors of where we borrow money, as we explained earlier that the Eurobond, it's money that we borrow externally, not within the country. So from abroad or internationally to say, right? So if we borrow money from elsewhere, so investors will be investors to come to Namibia because we are able, we have capabilities of paying our debts back. Now, in a case where we cannot pay these loans back, investors are going to be scared to invest in the country because
yeah.
they don't pay their debts off.
Yeah.
If they don't pay their debts off, what about the people's investments?
Exactly.
So, in that case, it's very important that I think that's one of the advantages of borrowing because we build that connection of investors. And one of the disadvantages...
Before you get to disadvantages, that aspect where you said that advantage of borrowing, talk to us about credit record, or is it called? How nowadays, I don't know if it's something that is common here, but then they will say grow your credit score by borrowing and paying back so that then the bank can see that you're very faithful. It's one thing to not never want to borrow at all, but then again, you do get, of course, economists and bankers say borrowing is good for you because when you pay back, it then shows and based on your credit score. Just explain that to us for me, friends.
Yeah. So credit score, it measures it shows your history of repayment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So once you borrow, you will obviously have that history of no, this is the person borrowed this much and they borrowed this amount of money, or let's say this time, but they have also paid back their installment. They are committed to their installment and they are paying back everything as agreed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Binding to the agreement. So I think in that case, it builds your credit in a way that even if you need credit further, people will be able to see that, no, this is actually a good person that pays back their loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than if someone doesn't have credit record, it gives you that idea of this person doesn't have credit record. They never borrowed anything. How sure am I that they're actually going to commit to the agreement that you're about to enter into? So they don't have that security to show that, yes, I can indeed pay back your loan.
Yeah.
And then it also helps in a way that if you have to borrow to someone and you can see their credit history, it also helps to determine that no, this person can actually pay back or they cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones who default, you already know that no, this person have defaulted a lot of times.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to pay back the loan they're asking for.
Mm. Okay. Now lastly, you can get into those disadvantages.
So as we highlighted earlier, one of the disadvantages is currency fluctuation. Yes, currency fluctuations, the currency changes over time, and as it changes, and then it affects now your repayment. It can be an advantage that it fluctuates because if the currency goes down, and then you benefit. If it goes up, it will be a disadvantage to you as a borrower. Yes, and then the other disadvantages also, we can also say, I think political reasons, people can fight in this kind of things that can happen. I think this would also be another disadvantage, and also hidden agendas in the agreement. You never know, you are signing something, but there are something that are like there are things that are hidden in the agreement. In the end of the day, you'll see us people coming, claiming that they own what. Because, you never know something that was hidden in the agreement. So these are the kind of things that might happen within, especially in a country as rich in mineral resources like Namibia.
Interesting. Peter Frantz, thank you so much for making time for us, and I believe you have done us justice by explaining to us in layman terms and also incorporating, of course, that subject of personal borrowing on ourselves. Your last few words, perhaps, if you have something else that you would like to add?
I don't want people to feel like I'm motivating them or something, but I think mostly young people, okay? Mostly young people that we borrow to go buy Hennessy, like now it's Friday, people will be there in, I don't know, the catch or whatever. But some have borrowed the money. I think I think we have to take responsibility of our credit history and our credit record, not just for the fame, at least have something that you are proud of, right?
Sure.
People don't know that having a good credit history. But for you personally, you know that, I am in good hands. I have my credit under control.
In your peace of mind.
Yeah. So it just makes you happy. You see, some people have very big day, they are happy. The following day, they are angry. Because most of the money have gone to the debt. Some of them, they have been receiving endless calls, being reminded to pay up their debts. And, these kind of things, I don't think this is a life that everyone would want. So, I think we have to take care of our credit history. It's very important, not just for the fame, but for you also personally and for your peace of mind, as you said.
Exactly. Peter Frantz, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Business Economic Segment. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you, Abby, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Okay.
I wish I would have made it to the studio.
It's okay. Okay.
And of course, there we had it from Peter Frantz, just trying to break down for us. And that's really what I wanted him to do for you and I, that he makes us understand, those of us who are not economists, to get to understand really, when the Minister of Finance was talking about $750 million paid off in Eurobond, how is this affecting us? How is this necessary? What are the advantages of it and disadvantages of it? And of course, incorporating also our personal lives, so that we can learn a thing or two and just bring it closer to home. Now, of course, I still wanna speak on how the minister has called on the importance of smart spending and fiscal prudence in managing public finances. Now, of course, such approaches are very crucial for many reasons. One of them is that reducing debt burden by implementing smart spending practices, the government can then allocate resources more efficiently, by prioritizing essential projects. Now, as much as the government can have many different projects from many different sectors and different angles, even those different sectors or different ministries will then need to see which one is more important, which one is more essential. I think essential is the correct word here, so that they can prioritize that. And by so doing, they now reduce the burden of debt servicing, the burden of paying back money that it has borrowed with interest. Because whatever money you borrow, of course, you pay back with interest. That's just the norm. If, for instance, you borrowed 20 Namibian dollars, you might end up paying 25 Namibian dollars. But then again, there has to be balance in that. So it helps prevent debt accumulation and also help ensure that the country's debt remains sustainable. This also one particular aspect that I would want to appreciate our Ministry of Finance on what they have been doing recently by sourcing domestically from within. The very important aspect of this, and I think I have learned it from our economist, Erastus, is that by Namibia actually sourcing from within, it doesn't have to
pay to pay in another currency, which is more expensive. Imagine if it has it now has to trade or to, you know, do transactions in US dollars, and that's very expensive for Namibia. And also the interest rates are not as high as opposed to when it is sourcing internationally. So thumbs up to the Ministry of Finance, and we can only hope for more such things to be done. But of course, you know, there goes a lot behind that. Certain discussions have to be put in place. Certain measures also have to be looked at, and there's so much that goes into it. But yeah, it's all in all, it is really worth applauding the Ministry of Finance. Now, with that being said, we have now come to the conclusion of today's episode of the Business Economics segment. Do stay tuned for the Omutumwa program, that is with Uncle Fly, as he keeps you company from now up until the time that he will then sign out. Of course, this is Eagle FM. Do tune in for more so we can educate you on certain aspects and break down those very difficult policies or difficult terminologies, then just bring it closer to home for us to understand. From Indafa, happy Juju, that is what we had for you today alongside economist Peter Frantz. Next time again, something interesting, keeping in on the loop. I'll see you again tomorrow, this time around from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours, as we bring you an insightful topic that is to guide us. We're talking about career guidance tomorrow. Ensure that you do tune in. Goodbye. I'll see you again tomorrow. Same time, same frequency. That is Eagle FM frequency, Eagle FM app, or via the Eagle FM website. Good night.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetida oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetida o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetida oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetida o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Do that. You know, a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshua konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora is a team where Bali Hairi, Nola Natu, Hairi Bali, no Hairi, Ileko, Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali or Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the
eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.